because we are a unit of the National Park Service, and this is federal property. The inaugural site is on federal property. We are affected by the shutdown.
Molly Quackenbush is executive director of the Theodore Roosevelt site. She gathered with her staff Tuesday afternoon to discuss the shutdown. The site is closed to the public. There are no tours, walk-in visitors, or programs allowed until this shutdown ends. Quackenbush tells WBFO News this will definitely affect the site's bottom line.
We get partial funding from the Park Service, but we're also able to raise dollars in our museum shop and with admissions and with programming. So, sure, it will in the long run.
Quackenbush says the last time the government shut down the TR site was 17 years ago for about 20 days. Meanwhile, other federal employees were also furloughed at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Buffalo. U.S. Attorney Bill Hochul was not allowed to discuss the situation. But sources tell WBFO News federal prosecutors will continue ongoing criminal trials in Buffalo and Rochester. However, those attorneys will not be paid for their service during the shutdown. Employees showed up Monday to adjust their voicemail and email messages to reflect the shutdown and notify the public that they are unable to respond. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.